But you know, the Bible talks about, or the Bible teaches about a king that once lived, and I'm starting the message now, so everybody good? Here we go. There was a king that ruled over the tiny nation of Judah around 860 years before Jesus was even born in Bethlehem. This king had a funny name. His name was Jehoshaphat. And this king's story is found in the Old Testament, the first part of your Bible, in a book called 2 Chronicles. And the reason why I'm going to tell you this story about Jehoshaphat, because although his circumstances and world was very different to yours and to mine, his story is your story today. And this story that we're going to look at very briefly is relevant to you and what is you are going to experience this year in 2021. Amen. Jehoshaphat was a good king. He was a good guy. And he was a follower of Almighty God. Nonetheless, because he lived so long ago, as you would expect, his world was very different to our world. His was a world where kings and emperors ruled. There was no social welfare, and the economies of the nations were largely based upon slavery. That's how it was. But the big difference was that there was no Christianity in 860 BC. Jesus had not yet come into the world and died on the cross. And although Jehoshaphat and his people, the Jewish people, followed God, their understanding of God was not as developed as your understanding of God is today. Back then, Jehoshaphat did not have the New Testament to read, and half the Old Testament was still yet to be written. Nonetheless, with his limited knowledge of God, King Jehoshaphat still chose to honor God and follow him with all of his heart. My point is this. Perhaps you do not know much about God. Perhaps you've not really read much of the Bible before in your life. And maybe a lot of what you hear in church is hard to understand and is new to you. But you should not let those things stop you from following God with all of your heart and being committed to Him today. Commit your heart to Jesus today. So Jehoshaphat, with his limited knowledge, he had a heart that was right. And so as a king, he made rules against corruption in his land. And he insisted that all people should be treated fairly. And while we think that should be normal, back then that was a radical governing for its time in history. And so God responded to Jehoshaphat and he blessed that little country of Judah. It was so small, but God blessed them. And that little country then prospered economically and they became stronger. It's interesting to note that while huge, important countries and nations were going about their business in the ancient world, God's focus and his blessing was upon this unimportant, tiny nation of Judah that insisted on worshiping the one true God. In the same way, as you wholeheartedly follow God, he will put his favor and blessing upon you. While the world, as we know this, while the world is obsessed with what the celebrities are saying, doing, or wearing, God is not obsessed with that. He's looking the other way. God has his eye upon you today, whoever you are. God has his eye upon you instead. His eyes upon those who honor and love him. That's a good place to say amen at home. Come on, amen. Indeed, those who are faithful to the Lord, even if they have not read the whole Bible, those who are faithful to the Lord are the true celebrities of heaven. Amen, amen. So, King Jehoshaphat was a good man. He was a good king. And he wasn't looking for any trouble. But trouble came looking for him. And that's the same for you, isn't it? You're not looking for trouble. Nobody's looking for trouble. But somehow, trouble seems to find you anyway. Who knows what I'm talking about? At home, you can all nod your heads. Exactly. Amen. So on the one hand, you're favored by God, absolutely. But on the other hand, you also experience trouble and opposition. Absolutely. I remind you that Christians are not exempt from having trouble in their life. The Bible doesn't teach that. And if you have trouble in your life, it does not mean that God has forgotten about you or forsaken you. It doesn't mean that at all. And neither does it mean that when you have lots of trouble in your life, it does not mean that God is punishing you or has a vendetta against you. Not at all. God's not like that. Trouble is a part of living in this fallen, crazy, mixed up world. That's why we have trouble. And Jesus warned us about this trouble when he said, in the world, you will have trouble. Absolutely. But he didn't leave it there. Then he said, but take heart, I've overcome the world. So in 2021, you will have trouble. You know you're going to have trouble. Possibly you'll have lots of trouble. And Jehoshaphat had trouble big time. He had some real major problems. Jehoshaphat one time and his tiny nation were attacked by a coalition of three huge armies. This was a terrifying situation because these brutal invaders were showing no mercy to anyone at all. And while Jehoshaphat wisely, no doubt, rallied his army and his troops together, the truth was he was severely outnumbered. His army was no match for these three armies that had come against him. And so this unexpected trouble was overwhelming to him, and he could not cope with the situation. And we all know, don't we, what it's like. And we all know that it's very frightening to be faced with overwhelming trouble. It does make us afraid. And maybe you are gripped with fear from overwhelming trouble that you face today. And this message certainly is for you. Jehoshaphat was terrified at the news of these armies coming. But we learn from the Bible that Jehoshaphat gathered the people together so that they could call upon the name of the Lord for help, call upon the name of the Lord with prayer and fasting. And Jehoshaphat himself, he also prayed, and he poured his heart out to the Lord in prayer and asked Almighty God for help. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a very simple message today, and here's my first point. When you go through trouble, big or small, go to the Lord and pray about it. Sometimes we do everything else except talk to the Lord about it. We run here, run there. No, run to the Lord and pray about it. Don't run away from God and say, well, if this is how the Christian life is, I'm out of here. No, that's crazy. Run to the Lord. Don't run away and don't drink yourself silly because of problems. Don't do anything stupid. Run to the Lord God and pray, whatever your trouble is. Even if you caused your own trouble through poor choices, you can still run to the Lord and pray to the Lord about what is troubling you and happening in your life. Amen. 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 The Bible says this to us. Are any of you suffering hardships? Well, we do, don't we, from time to time. The Bible says in response to that, you should pray. Come on, do something about it. You should pray. Asking God for deliverance is a smart thing to do. Followers of God from the beginning of time have always prayed. That's what followers of God do. We pray and we pray and we pray and we hold on to God. We talk to God about the things that are troubling us. Amen. We know that those that call upon the Lord will be saved. That's why we pray. So when you go through trouble in 2021, pray to the Lord. Amen. 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 That's a good point. Hallelujah. King Jehoshaphat prayed to the Lord. And it was an emotional prayer. Nothing wrong with emotions. Because he was just under great pressure. I have no doubt that while he was praying, probably tears were flowing down his cheeks and his heart was racing. Because he was under pressure, but he prayed. And then when he finished pouring his heart out to the Lord, this is the last bit of his prayer that he finished with. He says, we're powerless against this mighty army that's about to attack us. We don't know what to do, but we're looking to you for help. Sometimes when you pray, you got to be honest, you don't know what to do. And this is a good way to pray. I don't know what to do, but I'm looking to you for help. So King Jehoshaphat had prayed his heart out. He was honest with God about his situation. Then Jehoshaphat waited for a response from God. And then a prophet got up and brought a mighty word of comfort, encouragement, and guidance to Jehoshaphat and his people. And speaking on behalf of God, this is what the prophet said. Do not be afraid. Wow. Don't be discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not even have to fight this battle. Take your positions, that's all you need to do. Then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you. Wow. Wow, how Jehoshaphat just needed that word from the Lord. How good would it be that after you've prayed about your trouble, if a prophet came and knocked on your door? Hello? Hello? And brought to you a message like that from God. We would all love to have a visit from a prophet, I'm sure. Well, the thing is, you don't need a prophet to come and knock on your door and bring you a message of encouragement. And the reason for that is because you already have a prophet within your home. If you're a follower of Jesus, you already have a prophet in your home. I'll say it again. You already have a prophet in your home. You have a prophet in your home that carries a mighty message of comfort, encouragement, and guidance for you every day. Who is that prophet? What is that prophet? I'm talking about the Bible. The Bible. I think we've all got a Bible. And if you haven't got one, I'll give you one. Absolutely. Free of charge. Okay, you come down afterwards, mate, and you'll get a Bible from me, okay? Talk about the Bible. The Bible is a message of God to his followers. The Bible is our personal prophet. How good is that? So when you are faced with trouble in 2021, you pray and you listen to the prophet. You pray and you read your Bible. You go to the scriptures for comfort. You go to the scriptures for strengthening. You go to the scriptures for encouragement. You go to the scriptures for instruction. The antidote for the terrible fear that comes from the overwhelming problems of life is prayer and the Bible. Amen. Simple message today, but we need to apply these messages. Amen. When we're gripped by fear, pray, go to the scriptures in Jesus' name. Pray and read your Bible. And why not start to do that today? Get a head start before the trouble comes your way. Amen. King Jehoshaphat went from being terrified to being full of faith and being full of peace and being full of confidence after praying and after listening to the prophet. Then after hearing God's message, he bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Nonetheless, the overwhelming problem still remained. It had not evaporated. Those brutal invaders, those brutal soldiers were still marching towards him and his people. But King Jehoshaphat now was remarkably calm and relaxed about this overwhelming problem. It was still there, but something had changed inside of him. He knew that something had shifted in the realm of the spirit because he had spent time praying and because he had listened and believed the word of the prophet. The overwhelming troubles that come your way all have a spiritual connection or a spiritual root. There are things happening in the circumstances of your life that you cannot see with your natural eye. The Bible says this, for we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, though we like to do that, don't we? But the Bible says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. I hope you're listening to this today. When you pray about your troubles and when you believe the encouragement of God's word, you cut into the trouble at its root. When you pray and believe God's word, you cut into the trouble at its root. The battle with your troubles are fought and won in the spirit realm first. Amen. Amen. Remember that when Jesus was hungry and he's walking with his disciples and he saw a fig tree that was in leaf. If it was in leaf, it meant it should have had fruit. But Jesus went up to the fig tree just to have some fruit for breakfast, but there was no figs on the fig tree. So Jesus cursed the fig tree and he moved on. Interestingly, the next day they walked past the same fig tree again with the disciples. And the disciples were just amazed and blown away because they noted that the very same fig tree had shriveled up beginning at the roots. There's a lesson in that for us when we face the problems of life. So after prayer and after the receiving of the reassuring word of the prophet, King Jehoshaphat sensed within himself that those marauding enemy soldiers were cut off from their power source at the root and they were beginning to shrivel. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Although the soldiers were still coming, King Jehoshaphat was already sensing and smelling victory. We call that faith. Amen. And whatever problem you're facing today, the Lord, we cut it off at its roots. It can still be coming, but you can be sensing victory. Amen. You can be sensing victory. In fact, I speak victory over Real Life Church for 2021 in Jesus' name. Amen. Jehoshaphat was so calm, he was so confident in victory that he placed his choir, the singers, in front of the army. And as they marched out to meet the challenge of the invaders. And as the Jewish soldiers marched together on their way to meet the enemy with the choir, they started to sing praise songs, maybe a little bit like we've sung already this morning. And at that very moment that they began to sing and give praise to the Lord himself rose up and he caused the three enemy armies to fight amongst themselves. The followers of God, that's you and me, what do? We pray. The followers of God, we listen to the reassuring words from the Bible, the prophet, and followers of God praise and worship the Lord because we know that we can change the spiritual atmosphere over our lives, over our homes, over our kids through praise and worship. We know that when we praise and worship the Lord himself rises up on our behalf. And this year, the Lord is rising up over you and blessing you and your family. So praise and worship the Lord. I want to pause here. This is not in my notes. You know, a lot of times people can have their quiet time at home where we pray, say a prayer, read a little bit of the Bible, but often we neglect to praise and worship the Lord. We only do it perhaps once a week when we come to a church service. But I want to encourage you to fan into flame those desires for God and add to your prayer, add to your Bible scripture reading, worship to the Lord. You know, get a CD or however you do it, Spotify, whatever it is, when you're in your car or wherever, create opportunities where you could just worship God. So that time, by the time you come on Sunday, you're just full of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 So by the time Jehoshaphat arrived with the troops at the battlegrounds, the coalition of invaders had completely destroyed themselves. Amen, amen. You know, actually the prophet, the word of the Lord was correct. You will not even have to fight this battle. In the same way, the Bible says to us today, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. You're going to have some trouble this year, but overwhelming victory is yours through Christ who loves you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Now the story, and I've nearly finished, it actually takes a glorious twist, this story. This coalition of three marauding armies, they'd actually already done a lot of marauding and invading of other countries, other nations. They'd already conquered other places before they came to Judah. And so they had accumulated this massive amounts of wealth, gold, and treasure from all these other places. And these invaders have brought all of that treasure with them right into the heart of Judah. This is incredible. And so the enemy now is destroyed and their treasure is left behind. So you could say that embedded within the overwhelming trouble was overwhelming treasure. Embedded in that overwhelming trouble was actually overwhelming treasure. It's funny, isn't it? When we look at trouble, maybe we need to start looking at it differently and say, I can see this overwhelming trouble, but there's going to be treasure in this somewhere that God's going to bring out for me. Amen, amen. And so Jehoshaphat ordered his soldiers to gather up all the plunder. But there was just so much plunder, so much treasure, that it took 3 days to gather it all together and take it back home. Wouldn't you like that? Amen. Only days before, they'd been overwhelmed with fear, but God had turned their mourning into dancing. He turned their fear into joy. And God can and just so wants to do the same for you in 2021. Amen. Amen. Indeed, Jehoshaphat and his people were now overwhelmed with joy at the goodness of God to them, and they called that battleground Baraka. I don't know if that's how you say it, actually. Baraka might be the right way. That's a Hebrew word. And Baraka means Valley of Blessing. Days before, that valley was expected to be called Valley of Defeat. When they heard the army was coming, that would have been called Valley of Defeat. But God had turned things around, their situation, circumstances around, and now they called it Valley of Blessing. Because he who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. God turned their frightening trouble into a wonderful blessing. And this story that I've shared today, and we're going to finish in a moment, this story that I've shared today is your story too. The enemy came to destroy. The enemy came bringing trouble. But God turned the table on the enemy, and he used the enemy to carry, to bring, and to deliver blessing right into the heart of Judah. God turned trouble time into harvest time for King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. If God would do that for old King Jehoshaphat, who didn't know really much about God at all, if God would do that for a man who didn't even have the New Testament, if God would do that for a king who only had half, you know, the Old Testament, if God would do that for him, then God will do it for you as well today in 2021. You are headed, and I'm speaking prophetically right now, and I prayed over this. Receive this in Jesus' name. You're headed for a breakthrough year in 2021. Not because you deserve it, but simply because of the grace of Almighty God and His love for you. It's not about deserving. It's all about His grace and His mercy. I'm going to say it again. You're headed for a breakthrough year in 2021. This is the year of harvest for you. This is the year of harvest for you and your family. Yes, you will have trouble in 2021. And please, everybody, hear my heart. I'm not wanting to trivialize our troubles. I'm not wanting to trivialize the heartache that we experience in life. Of course, I would never want to do that. But when trouble comes your way in 2021, you are not going to be destroyed. You will not be crushed. Instead, you will turn to the Lord. You'll pray and seek God, and you'll park yourself in the Bible and let God encourage you through the Scriptures, and you're going to be in praise and worship to the Lord. You will cut trouble off at its roots. You will change the spiritual atmosphere over your life and in your home, and you will see the Lord in 2021 deliver you over and over and over and over again. Amen. Amen. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Let me just pray. We're going to sing that song, Blessing, in a moment. And as the singers, and we're going to finish with that, as the singers sing Blessing, just let the blessing of God wash over you, into your homes, into your lounge rooms, whatever's going on. the presence of God be with you in Jesus' name. And Father, I just pray for Real Life Church, all my brothers and sisters. I just bless them today. And Lord, I know that many of them already have had trouble in 2021. It's kind of very much a part of life. But Father, we just pray for one another. We declare and speak over one another that 2021 is breakthrough year for Real Life Church. You're turning troubles into harvest time. I pronounce the blessings of Almighty God over my brothers and sisters. I pray that they will have a wonderful week. In Jesus' name, amen.